The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time for our expert on a Monday, and today it is Brian McIntyre, Program Manager for High Performance Building Technologies in Sustainable Energy Ireland, the SEAI. Good morning, Brian, and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, grants. People want money for nothing. So for what can they get money for nothing?
Okay, well, we've three different types of grant offerings. So the first one we've had in place since about 2000 is the free energy upgrades for people in receipt of certain welfare payments. So, for example, fuel allowance, carers allowance, job seekers allowance. So they can qualify for grants. And what they do is they apply to SEAI. If they're eligible, a surveyor comes out to the house and selects a package of works for them to have delivered to their house. And then a contractor is assigned to the work and the work is done. So things like wall insulation.
They pay nothing.
Pay nothing, yeah. It's for people, it's aimed at people most at risk of fuel poverty. So okay. That's what the purpose of that grant.
All right. You know, we're talking about all the deep retrofitting and so on. Can that happen under that scheme?
It can, yeah. It depends on the type of the house. Like you're talking about attic insulation, wall insulation, heating system upgrades, depending on the type of windows. If they're single glazed windows, you replace those if you're doing the wall insulation as well. So okay. it's a full gamut, depending on the
house. Is there any limit on how much can be spent on these works?
No, it depends on what's needed to bring the house up to a decent standard.
But there's no limit. They can't say up to 20 grand or whatever. It's limitless
exactly.
to get your house up to.
If you look at the average cost last year would be about 17,000 per home.
Do they have to do away with their open fire in the process of that?
They don't necessarily have to. It would just be it'd be good practice because open fires are quite inefficient. In some places, we'd be putting in a house like that, we'd be replacing a solid fuel heating system if they don't have central heating and upgrading that with a more efficient system.
Okay, so it might be a wood-burning stove, for example, a closed-in wood-burning stove.
Possibly. If they're within the gas network, they might be put onto gas as well.
Okay. Now, for non-social welfare people, what can they ask for from SEAI?
Yep, there's the two grant offerings for those people. The first one that's been in place since about 2009 is where you can get grants for individual measures. So you might just want to get a grant for your attic to be insulated or for your walls to be insulated or to upgrade your heating system or to get solar panels. And you can do that. It also suits as well if you want to go down the road of getting a B2 or an A rating where you want to do it over time. You don't have the means to do it in one go. So this year you might get your attic insulated. When you have the means to, maybe next year, the year after, you get your walls insulated.
And can you keep coming back to the SEAI for each element of this?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, is there, again, proportionality that you pay so much yourself and the grant pays for so much?
Yeah, the grants are fixed amounts for different measures. So, for example, like the grants are increased back in February. So previous to that, if you want to get your attic insulated, or typical SMED, the grant was €400 to get your attic done. Now that's been brought up to €1,200. If you want to get the cavity walls pumped, that was brought up from €400 to €1,300. So the grant amounts have increased by that. But it typically depends on the size of the house, but it could be up to maybe 30 or 40% of the cost of the works.
Okay. Loads of questions coming in. I'll bring them to you in a moment. People often ask about glazing, and suppose someone is double glazing and they think that it's not that great. Triple glazing?
Like it depends on the overall the insulation value. Like you can get very good double glazed windows. Triple glazed, obviously, you can achieve a better insulation value from them, and they have the added benefit.
There's not much of a bonus, is there, from triple glazing?
There mightn't be. Like you could get, I mean, you've double glazed windows could be have a U value 1.4, and triple glazed might be 0.8. So there's a difference there, but the cost difference isn't massive anymore between triple glazed and double glazed.
Now, what is the process by which you access these grants? Do you get the contractor first who has to be SEAI approved, or do you go to the SEIA first and then look for a contractor?
It's a pretty straightforward application process for that grant scheme. You go onto the website and you select the works you want to get done, and you're directed to a list of registered contractors by area. So you contact them, you can get quotes and agree with them that they're going to do the work. Then you just apply to SEI online, and it typically takes less than 24 hours to get approval. So then you have 8 months to get the works done, and the contractor will do those for you.
Now, solar panels, can you get a grant for those?
You can indeed.
Up to how much?
The maximum grant for those is €2,400 for a 4 kilowatt system, which would be about 10 panels on your roof.
Okay, 10 panels on your roof. Suppose someone wanted to do that specifically for car charging.
That would be something that you would discuss with the installer. I mean, it might 4 kilowatts would contribute towards your car charging. It mightn't do all of it. You might be looking at something bigger, but it certainly can contribute towards the electricity you use.
Okay, so you don't care what people do with the electricity. It could be contributing to the household. It could, in theory, be sold back to some of the providers.
Exactly, yeah. The last couple of months have made it a much bigger sell for homeowners with the cost of electricity going up so high. I mean, so you have, like, the solar panels that generate electricity that you can use in the house. There's also the option, which is probably the optimal solution, is to add a diverter, which directs any excess that you're not using in the house into heat your hot water tank as well.
Yeah.
So you're getting much more. And the real value is in how much you use in your house, because if it's 40 cents per unit of electricity, every time you replace that from what you're taking from the grid. Exactly. You get about between 14 and 18 cents per kilowatt that you can sell back to the grid. But all those elements will reduce the payback on those.
Because you might be selling back and not getting very much for it unless you use it effectively yourself.
Yeah. Like there's no point in adding, say, we're going for a much bigger system with the point of view that you're going to sell that extra amount back, because if you're only getting, say, 14 or 15 cents back,
and you're paying 40. Yeah. Okay. Can I retrospectively claim for a grant? I did the work, insulation mainly, and a solar water panel, but I never claimed the grant. That's from Pather in Ranelagh.
No, the grant has to be applied for before the work.
Why do dormer houses not qualify for the insulation grant? That's from Mary.
They do qualify. You can apply for the grant as dormer houses. The work is a bit more involved and it's a bit more expensive with the nature of dormer houses, but you're certainly not precluded.
So you still get the grant, but you might have to make up more.
Exactly.
I'm refurbishing a derelict house at present, but as it's a second house, do I qualify?
I'm not entirely sure on that, and I don't think that should be an issue, actually.
The house is the house.
No, because like we've had landlords come in and apply for grants to upgrade their properties as well. So
I mean, you want every house
exactly,
to be upgraded.
Yeah, we're not really that pushed once we get the homes upgraded, yeah.
I'm thinking of replacing my windows for better insulation qualities. I'm on invalidity pension. I'm 63 years old. Can I get a grant for replacing them? That's from John.
There's a couple of questions around that. I mean, if they're reasonably okay windows, it might be just that the seals could be replaced and the hinges and that kind of thing, and the locks might make them much more efficient for him. It's possible, being on invalidity pension, that he could qualify for fuel allowance, which means he could apply for the free energy upgrades as well. So they would look at, say, not just the windows but the house as a whole, and what would be the most appropriate for that house.
Please ask your guest, are there several companies in Ireland doing personal windmills for a house? Are there planning implications for even small installations, and up to what size windmill? I'm only looking to put in a 5 to 10 kilowatt windmill or a smaller system. We've already got 5.7 kilowatt PV panels and associated equipment for house and grid. That's from Chris.
Yeah, I do know there are one or two companies. I don't know all of them or how many there are that do kind of domestic wind turbines. They're not as widely in use for a long time now. I suppose with the solar PV, it's less involved and less expensive, less maintenance. And again, you'd have to contact your local authority around planning implications, because it couldn't be where you would plan on putting a turbine.
Because there are no planning implications at the moment for PV, isn't that so?
Yeah, exactly. They've just been removed, yeah.
Is there a grant for attic insulation if no boiler or heat pump?
Absolutely. Yep, there's no issue with that.
Insulation is insulation.
Insulation is insulation, yeah.
I own a Victorian period residence built in 1895. Oil central heating was installed in the ground floor in the mid-70s. Are there any grants available to me? That's from Peter in Dublin.
Yeah, the first one I'd look at is getting your attic insulated. I mean, heat rises, so it makes sense. If it's an old house and that hasn't been upgraded, you could look at insulating the attic. With an older boiler, you could look at things like, there's a grant for heating controls as well, so that would be around zoning, so that you're not heating the water and the house at the same time, or you can heat smaller areas within the house. It's tricky with a Victorian home as well, because the insulations that are used they might be appropriate, but they're not certified by the NSAI at the moment, and there are issues around that. So we're working with the Department of Housing to bring in measures that would help those people in those older traditional homes.
Another one from Kieran in Kildare. We have a small bungalow, about 40 years old. We got cavity walls insulated with pellets, and we have 30 centimetres of insulation in the attic. However, our floors are suspended tongue and groove, 40 centimetres of space under them. Very comfortable but drafty. Any solution? Because you've got to have your ventilation.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on how much work Kieran wants to get involved with. I mean, ultimately, if you could lift the floors and put down insulation between the joists and related floorboards, that would be the ultimate solution.
And he'd still have his ventilation, wouldn't
he? Once you're circulating underneath it, and that you've got that the wood can breathe, the joist can breathe, that's the main thing. You would put the insulation between the joists and make sure that there's air circulating underneath it.
And could you drill holes in the floorboards and pump pellets in?
No, because you're ultimately cutting off the air supply then if you fill that void with pellets.
My house is timber framed with brick exterior all the way around. I don't want to use insulation on the inside walls because it's so disruptive. What are my options? Would pumping the cavity be a successful option? That's from John. I'm a bit perplexed by that because timber frame normally are well insulated, are they not?
Yeah, it might be one of the older ones that might have had, say, mineral wool put between the studs and the inside house. It might have just been 4 inches. No, absolutely don't pump insulation into the cavity there. It's as it stands, you couldn't put external wall insulation onto the outside of them being timber frame houses. But I know there are certain companies looking to test that and a system. And I know in Germany they have a system that you can do it. And
this was the idea of wrapping the house.
Exactly, yeah.
So you'd be wrapping over the brick and you'd end up with a kind of a stucco finish.
Exactly.
Okay. I own an apartment. Can I apply myself or does it have to be through the management company?
Yeah, the apartments are a tricky one. If it's the management company would need buy-in as well, that they need to be on board with the upgrades of apartments. But yeah, in theory, we can apartments have the grants are available for all apartments as well.
Are there any grants for battery storage? That's from Connor.
There was a grant for battery storage, but with the introduction of the microgeneration scheme where you can sell the electricity back to the grid, and the focus has always been on self-consumption, that the grant was removed on the introduction.
I'm just thinking in terms of someone who might be trying to charge an electric car, for instance.
Yeah.
So they're out during the day, they're doing their driving, they come back in the evening. The sun's gone down.
Yeah.
So the PV is no longer delivering. So for them, storage would make sense, but there are no grants for that.
Yeah, no, like I said, the focus is on self-consumption. But there absolutely, I mean, there is trying to shift that usage of electricity at nighttime and it would benefit the charging of the car.
Final one, grants for small businesses for solar panels?
There are. There was a new commercial solar PV grant launched 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay, so that's good news all around. Brian, thank you very much. I think we'll have to have you back again because we're inundated with queries. Brian McIntyre, Program Manager for High Performance Building Technologies at Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.